Everybody says, well, you can't preach out of Psalm. It's Old Testament. We've been through all this. But if you put up 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now, all these things happened unto them for ensamples that are written for our admonition upon the ends of the world are come. I got the wrong verse. But sorry about that. I got the right verse. I'm a little nervous, if you can't tell. I'll get over it. But anyway, Josh called me today. I was in Durham looking at something. We come back. But now all these things happened unto them for ensamples or examples for us. So Psalm 107 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercy endureth forever. You don't have to turn here, but Lamentations says in chapter 3, verse 22, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Psalm 107, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so when he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I've already confessed the fact to the Lord this afternoon that I don't always witness like I should. You know, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. He's redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I don't think we really know what we're redeemed from. If we could ever get a taste of hell, what it is really like, if we could ever get a taste of heaven, what it's really like, then why would we not witness to everybody we see and know? I have witnessed a whole lot more since my daughter passed away, and I have confessed my sin over that. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so when he is redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, you were talking about earlier, you talked to the man that went to church all his life. I was raised in church. My dad died when I was 14. Him and my mother more or less pushed me into salvation. He wanted to see me saved before he left this world. And that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. But you can't push somebody into salvation. So I made a profession of faith, and I was baptized before he died. He died 3 days after my birthday when I turned 14. So I went for a long time, and my sister moved to close to where we were when I was living in Newcastle. So he had a preacher come by and talk to me and Joanne. He gave us a plan of salvation. He said, you believe all? And I believed all those things. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe that he was buried, and I believe he rose again. But that didn't make me saved, because it's got to be a heart thing. A lot of people believe all those things, but it's got to be, you know, Josh has stood up here so many times to say how much it's got to be a heart thing, and how he was under conviction when he was 6 or 7 years old. So I can feel for this man that goes to church all the time, because we were in church. We were religious people. We went to church all the time, Sunday morning, back then when I was growing up. But we started going to church. We had a family. We started going to church. We're in a little place called Newcastle, Virginia, a little bitty country church, and we had this new preacher come, and I liked him, and I started going to conferences and places like that with him, and I thought, man, I like this. This is good. And I thought God was calling me to preach. We moved our whole family down here in North Carolina, and I started going to Bible college in King at Calvary Baptist Bible College. So right after we moved here, Naomi was born. But about 3 years, I was in Bible college, and I could not understand the scriptures. You know, when I was doing good, I was saved. But when I wasn't doing too good, I wasn't saved. So I just could not. I went to see Roger Baker. He said, and I'm thankful for what he did. He said, I can't tell you if you're saved or not. That's only between you and the Lord. So he gave me scripture to read, and I started reading. So Sunday morning, you heard a little bit of our testimony back last fall when Josh gives us the opportunity to come and tell you how good God is, and God is still good. Even though Naomi's not here, I don't have enough time to tell you tonight how good God is and all the things he has done for us. And I have the hope of seeing her again. So one Sunday morning, man got up to preach, and he preached. It wasn't Roger Baker. He had a guest preacher come in. He preached on hell, which I'd heard many, many times. And if I walk down, I'll be standing right over there. That's where I was standing the day he preached. And I stand there holding on to the back of the pew. He gave the invitation. And I stood there and held on. I thought, I'm in Bible college. What's everybody going to think? I stood there a little longer. They were giving the invitation. And I know you're not supposed to hear audible voices, but it's just like God was on my shoulder right here and said, it's either now or never. You walk out the doors, you won't have another chance. So why would I not, that was in 97, I got saved. How many opportunities I have missed to tell what Psalm 107 verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. What I have been redeemed from, I just can't fathom what I have been redeemed from. You know, even the dead man in Luke chapter 16, he proclaimed the Lord. He didn't want his brothers to come there. He said, Father Abraham, he said, please send somebody to my father's house. I got five brothers. I don't want them to come to this awful place of torment. Everybody we see, everybody we meet, everybody we talk to is either going to heaven or hell. I told you a minute ago, I'm standing up here nervous. My heart's still in AFib, so it's overacting a little bit. But that still should not stop me from telling people about the Lord, how good he is to me. He said, I told you, he saved me when I was in Bible college. And I told you I had to confess my sin, that I don't witness everybody that I should. I have witnessed more now than I ever have. People call me on the phone. I say, sir, ma'am, I may not ever talk to you again. Do you know the Lord is your Savior? Why are we not doing that? I'm preaching to myself. I'm talking to myself. I'm not putting y'all down. I'm just saying, why do we not do that? That's the most important thing, I said a minute ago. The most important thing for Richard and Marcel and their children is that they know the Lord. One day we're all going to die. One day this is going to be over with. And then what? We're either going to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus, or we're going to spend eternity in hell by ourselves. It's not going to be our friends and neighbors. It's just going to be us. Or whoever's not saved. Let's go and read some more. And he gathered them out of the lands and cast them from the west, and from the north, and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They had no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of all their distress. It's more or less that day I was crying in my soul. Lord, I thought he called me to preach, but what he really called me for was salvation. And it took me a few minutes to get the courage to come out of that pew. I know it's hard to talk to people. I know it's hard to tell them. But we talk about everything else. We talk about boats and cars and soccer games, and I'm not putting any of that down. But the most important thing is we tell them about salvation. Ezekiel, I didn't ask her to do this, but Ezekiel talks about a watchman on the wall. Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 17 says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word of my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. I don't want anybody's blood on my hand, and I'm sure I know for sure that there are people that are gone on since I got saved, Brother Danny, that I've had an opportunity to witness to that I didn't. Whether they're in hell, whether they're in heaven or hell, I'm not sure. But I know that I squandered that opportunity that I had. Unfortunately, you know, of course, our daughter passed away. So we have a grave site at our property. And we're trying to fix it up to where people could come by. We don't want it to be a morbid place. We want it to be all about God. So we've got these antique doors put up, and I'm not bragging. I'm telling you all this for a reason. We got these antique doors that made a walkway down to the graveside. We got these antique doors. We're going to put the scripture on the door. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open the door and come in to me, I'll sup with him. There was four men there working this afternoon, finishing up. I'm about as nervous as I was about as nervous to them as I am to you right now. Because God told me, said, you need to witness to those guys. So I stand there. They were working. I stand there. They're working. They're starting getting all their stuff up. They're getting ready to leave. The Lord said, you need to talk to them before they leave. So I had to ask them. I said, I'm not trying to be morbid. I said, but my daughter passed away just unexpected, 24 years old. So would you at least consider putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ if you have not done so? I don't want anybody's blood to be on my hand. Go back to Psalm 107, please. We talk about salvation. We talk about how good God is. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, verse 6, and delivered them out of all their distress, and led them forth the right way that they might go into the city of habitation. The rest of the time we're going to probably read the whole chapter, but why do we not tell people about God? If he's so good to us, why do we not tell him why are we? In my case, I get scared. Maybe that's just me. Maybe it's not you. And the other thing is how good God is. We told you about, or a few of you back in October, I think it was October we spoke, about how good God is. The morning I woke up to find Naomi laying between her bed and the wall, I can guarantee I need God right then. And God was there. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of all their distresses. Verse 8 said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. All of his works are wonderful and gracious. For he satisfied the longing of the soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being found in affliction and iron. Verse 11, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought them down. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he saved them out of all of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works, the children of men. Sometimes Sunday school class, sometimes Wednesday night, I don't always stand up and praise, but I should every time. Sometimes I think, well, if I stand up, somebody will say he just wants to open his mouth. So I get timid. It's kind of like witnessing to people. You find every excuse in the book not to witness to people. What are they going to think? You know, you can't witness to the wrong person. I know this is talking about goodness, and I know we're talking about salvation over here, or witness about being redeemed. But you can't witness to the wrong person. They're either going to heaven or hell. You say, well, they might get mad at us. Well, they might. But I don't want them to get, I don't want them to go to hell and then think, well, that guy could have told me. We have our own heating and air business. And just about every customer that I've had text me or something since Naomi has passed away, I don't know anything about their salvation, but since Naomi passed away, I've certainly sent them a text back and I asked them, did I lose some business? I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I'm not being ugly. I don't care if I lost business. I want to know. I want them to know about the Lord. God is good and gracious. Verse 15 said, of men that would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he broken the gates and brass and cut down the bars of iron and sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities and affliction, their soul of heart abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of hell. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of all their distresses. I know this is talking about different things. Do you witness to people? they need to call unto the Lord and ask them to save them, because they are certainly in trouble. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, they do business in great waters. They see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raises up the stormy wind and lifteth up the waters, the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of their trouble. They reel to and fro, stagger like drunken men, and they're at their wits' end. Then they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of all their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto the desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. If nothing else tonight, I want to encourage you to talk to your friends, neighbors, and declare how good God is to them. I know I've sputtered and stammered and all that, but God is so good to me. When I was 9 years old, I should have died. I had heart trouble back then. I had open heart surgery when I was 9. And all this construction things I've done in my lifetime, Danny, I should have been killed several times. You work in a 21-foot deep ditch without a cage back in the 80s when it wasn't required. I often wonder why God allowed me to live so long. One was for salvation. I am so thankful. If I'd have died in that ditch when I was 21 years old, Danny, I would have been in hell. So there's people everywhere that we need to witness to, talk to. You know, we all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But we don't lose verse 18. Most of us don't. I don't. I should say I don't. John 3 and verse 18 said, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I'm going to finish reading Psalm 107. We'll be done. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for the wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him and also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turned rivers into a wilderness and water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land, a barrenness for the weakness of them that dwell therein. He turned a wilderness into a standing water and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, and that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blessed them also that they are multiplied greatly, and suffer not their cattle to be decrease. Again, they are diminished and brought low through oppression and affliction and sorrow. He poureth out contempt upon the princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness, for there is no way. Yet sitteth he the poor on high from afflictions, and maketh his families like a flock. The righteous there shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop their mouth. Whosoever is wise and will observe these sayings, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Lord, thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for letting me get up and try to proclaim your word. And Lord, thank you so much for how you have blessed us and helped us through all the things. And thank you so much for my salvation and what you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.